This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Why ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah? Because it is the language of the noble Quran. Because it's the language of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it is the language of Al-Islam. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. In our previous majalis, we've completed Medina Arabic Book 1. We've also completed Medina Arabic Book 2, walhamdulillah. And we recently started with Book 3, and we are currently in Lesson 1, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, with regards to Lesson number 1, what did we cover in our previous majlis? We learned that, for example, the Arabic language, when it comes to nouns, then some nouns are what we would call mu'rab, mu'rab. Declension occurs in them. And there's others which are mabni, mabni, that there's no change in them. They are built, they are standing, they are non-declension at all. Doesn't move. Like a bina, bina is this building. So we talk about mu'rab and we talk about bina. Jamil. Example of that with regards to nouns. We have ja' al-mudarrisu. So al-mudarrisu, it is marfu', it is dhammafied, marfu', masha'Allah. Sa'altu al-mudarrisa, I asked the teacher. Object, and now it's mansub with a fatha. Zahabtu ila al-mudarrisi. Mudarrisi, this is ism majroor because of the harf of jar before it, because of the ila, and so it is al-mudarrisi. So we had in the sentences al-mudarrisu, then we had al-mudarrisa, then we had al-mudarrisi. These, they went through various changes. One is marfu', one is mansub, and one is majroor. So these words, this mudarris here, we say it is mu'rab, mu'rab. The declension can occur in it. Change can occur in it, masha'Allah. Whereas, if we had like ha'ula'i, this is something which is mabni. This is not open to any changing. Ja'a ha'ula'i. Sa'altu ha'ula'i. Dhahabtu ila ha'ula'i. Ha'ula'i does not change at all. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. So that's what we are covering bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. We are talking about i'rab. We are talking about words which are mu'rab and words which are mabni. We learned, for example, with regards to nouns, that generally most nouns are open to this change except a few. What few are the exceptions? We learned that, for example, dhamair, huwa, hum, anta, antum, etc. These here, they are mabni. We learn asma'ul ishara, hada, hadihi, demonstrative pronouns, they are also mabni. Asma'ul mawsula, alladhi, allati, alladhina. Asma'ul istifham, man, aina, ma, mata. All of these are mabni, not open to any changing by any agent at all. Ba'du zuruf, idha, al-ana, haythu, amsi. Asma'ul afaal, this is when we have a noun with the meaning of a verb. Ameen, wallah, except. Uff, uff means like, you know, I'm tired, etc. Ahin, also like pain. Al-a'daad al-murakkaba, compound numbers. So we've covered this, walhamdulillah, that generally the rule is that most nouns are open to change. Al-mudarrisu, al-mudarrisa, al-mudarrisi. Except these seven categories. Jameel. Then we moved on from there and we talked about Well, now, if something is mu'rab, then that means it's either ma'ru, it's either marfu or mansub or majrur. It either takes a primary sign, dhamma, fatha, and kasra. Like in the examples we gave, al-mudarrisu, the sign that it is marfu is a clear and apparent dhamma. Then al-mudarrisa, the sign that it is mansub, is a clear and apparent fatha, walhamdulillah. So those were the primary signs, mashallah, tabarakallah. Then we moved on to the secondary signs, Jayid. Here, even though it might have a fatha, but the word might be in the state of being majroor. Example, jam' mu'annath salim. There's five of them. Jam' mu'annath salim. That the sound masculine pronoun. Jayid. For example, sound masculine pronoun. Then we also have mamnu'un min as-sarf, that which is allergic to taking a kasra. Asma'ul khamsa, jam' mudhakkar mu'annath salim, and the muthanna, which is the duals. So these five here, they will take secondary signs. They will take secondary signs, right? Example, khalaqallahu samawati wal arda. Samawati, this here technically there's a kasra, but this word is a maf'ul bihi, and we say it is mansub, wa'alamatu nasbihi, and the sign that it is mansub is that it has a kasra, because it is jam mu'annath salim. Wal-arda, arda, this is maf'ul bihi, it is mansub, no problem at all. It takes a clear and apparent fatha, walhamdulillah. So what we're learning in this category, the ones which take secondary signs, that although there might be a fatha, but it might be majroor. There might be a kasra, and it might be mansub. So we say that there's certain reasons which exclude it from taking the original sign. But there is some sort of sign there, important. But there is some sort of sign there. It's not an imagined sign. We have the original signs, dhamma, fatha, kasra. Then we have secondary signs, where it might take a fatha, but it's supposed to be majroor. It might take a dhamma, but it might be something else. But there is a sign there, and so these are the secondary signs. And there's exceptions and the reasons for those exceptions. Whereas the third category, latent or estimated signs, that here, there's no signs. There's no sign. Rather, we imagine the sign to be there, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And that's where we had ended off in our previous majlis. قَتَلَ الْفَتَى الْأَفْعَى بِالْعَصَى. Qatala, qatala, he killed. Who did the killing? Al-fata. Al-fata, the word fata, it ends with this alif maqsura, and so it cannot take a dhamma, fatha, or a kasra. But we say that this fata, it is the fa'il, the doer, it is marfu', and what's this? It is marfu' in a, what's this? Muqaddara. Muqaddara, it is an estimated marfu form, insha'Allah. Jayid, alamatu raf'ihi dhamma muqaddara. Alamatu raf'ihi dhamma muqaddara. The sign that it is marfu is we have an estimated, imagined dhamma, insha'Allah. Al-af'a, that's the object, that's what was killed, the viper, the snake. Qatal al-fata al-af'a. Al-af'a. Al-af'a, same story. It is the maf'ul bihi, it is mansub, wa alamatu nasbihi fatha muqaddara. And the sign that it is mansub is an estimated fatha, insha'Allah. Bil-asa, asa, the same story here, that this cannot take an apparent sign, nor a secondary sign. So we say, bil-asa, this is ism majroor, wa alamatu jarrihi kasra muqaddara. Wa alamatu jarrihi kasra muqaddara, walhamdulillah. And so with regards to that, insha'Allah, there are three categories. The ones which take estimated or latent signs, or latent understanding, Jayid. They are the alif maqsura, the manqus words, and mudaf ila ya mutakallim. Let's move on with number two, the manqus. وَهُوَ الْإِسْمُ الْمُعْرَبُ الَّذِي آخِرُهُ ياء لازمة مكسور ما قبلها نحو القاضي القاضي المحامي the lawyer the judge the قاضي الثاني the second الماضي the past الوادي the valley المعاني the meanings جيد تقدر فيه الضمة والكسرة وتظهر فيه الفتحة نحو سأل القاضي سأل القاضي المحامي عن الجاني the قاضي asked the lawyer about the jani about the one who had done the crime. So we say with regards to the i'rab of these, the qadi, he's doing the questioning, is fa'il marfu' wa alamatu raf'ihi dhamma muqaddara. Qadi cannot take a dhamma, cannot take a secondary sign, so we say it is marfu', it is the doer, and alamatu raf'ihi dhamma muqaddara. Excellent. Estimated dhamma. Then al-muhami مفعول به منسوب المحامية المحامي ضم this is مفعول به it is the object مفعول به منسوب so it's منسوب وعلامة نصبه فتحة ظاهرة but in the منسوب form it can take a فتحة it can take a فتحة جميل so it takes an apparent فتحة والحمد لله but الجاني is مجرور because of عن الجاني And علامة جره كسرة مقدرة. And the sign that it is مجرور is a كسرة which is imagined, which is a latent كسرة, inshallah. وقد يكون المنقوص محذوف الياء. نحو ذهب قاض إلى محام. ذهب قاض إلى محام. And it could be that we remove that ياء at the end completely. And so here we would say that the إعراب of قاضي is فاعل مرفوع ذهب قاض فاعل مرفوع علامة رفعه ضم مقدرة على ياء المحذوفة ما شاء الله So here we say that the قاض it is مرفوع and the sign that it is مرفوع is على ياء محذوفة The sign that it is مرفوع is upon the missing ياء The ya which we dropped, well, that ya had taken the marfu form, insha'Allah. Again, qadin fa'il marfu, alamatu raf'ihi, the sign that it is marfu, dhamma muqaddara, an estimated dhamma, ala ya al-mahdufa, upon the removed ya, upon the erased ya. Muhamin majroor bi ila, because of ila, dhahaba qadin ila muhamin. So محامٍ it is مجرور علامة جره كسرة مقدرة على الياء المحذوفة same story that the كسرة which is imagined latent it is upon the ياء which has been removed جميل مضاف إلى ياء المتكلم that linked to the ياء متكلم example the word زميلي my colleague تقدر فيه العلامات الثلاث all three signs are latent imagined دعا جدي my grandfather called أستاذي my teacher مع زملائي with my colleagues My teacher called or invited, or rather my grandfather called or invited my teacher and my colleagues. We say with regards to the i'rab, jadd. Fa'il marfu' jaddi, fa'il marfu' alamatu raf'ihi dhamma muqaddara. The sign that it is marfu' is that it takes a dhamma which is absent, which is imagined. Ustadhi maf'ul bihi mansub alamatu nasbihi fatha muqaddara. زملائي مضاف إلى مضاف إليه مجرور زملائي مضاف إليه مجرور علامة جره كسرة مقدرة والحمد لله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله we hope that you people are with us we hope that you are with us بإذن الله تعالى one might argue سبحان الله book 3 I've been put into the deep end. No, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. If you've been with us through book one and book two, then you are not in the deep end, inshaAllah. We are between the shallow end and the deep end. We are in the middle, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And we will make it to the deep end. We will all get to the deep end and we will return to the shallow end, walhamdulillah. Or maybe some of us will enjoy it in the deep end and we will remain there and we will be successful there, mashaAllah, walhamdulillah. Let's move on, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. This is now a lot of revision with regards to what we've just covered, insha'Allah. Alamat al-i'rab al-asliya wal-far'iyya. So they have the diagram here. They want to show us the primary signs of marfu', mansub, and majroor. And they want to show us the secondary signs for marfu', mansub, and majroor. Remember, technically, marfu is dun, mansub is dan, and majroor is din. When we have dhamma, marfu. When we have mansub, it is with the fatha. And when we have majroor, then this is with the kasra. Generally, we will discuss, insha'Allah. Al-halat al-i'rabiyya, marfu. So let's go with marfu, insha'Allah. The amil, the agent is ja'a. So somebody came. Ja'a, who came? جَاءَ الْأَبْنَاءُ الْأَبْنَاءُ, they're the ones who came, the sons. So we say that with regards to الْأَبْنَاءُ, we say that this is the fa'il, they're the ones who came, عَلَامَةُ رَفْعِهِ, and it is مَرْفُوع, and the عَلَامَةُ رَفْعِهِ is a clear and apparent dhamma, clear and apparent dhamma, walhamdulillah. جَاءَ الْأَبْنَاءُ وَالْبَنَاتُ وَالْبَنَاتُ وَالْبَنَاتُ, no issue there. We say that وَالْبَنَاتُ, this is our fa'il, it is مَرْفُوع, and the alama of it being مَرْفُوع is that it takes a dhamma, walhamdulillah. وَالْوَالِدَانِ وَالْوَالِدَانِ, and the two parents, وَالْوَالِدَانِ, and the father and the mother. So the sons and the daughters and the two parents. So two parents here, this is a dual. And so here, we don't see any dhamma, etc. So here we also say, وَالْوَالِدَانِ is مَرْفُوع. It is the fa'il, it is مَرْفُوع. And the sign that it is مَرْفُوع is that it takes an alif. Why? Because it is muthanna. The sign for a dual being مَرْفُوع is that it takes an alif, insha'Allah. وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ, we say that أَقْرَبُونَ is also a fa'il. We are saying that the sons, the daughters, the parents, and the relatives, أَقْرَبُون, close relatives, they are all the ones who came. They are all the doers. And so, this is also fa'il. It is مَرْفُوع. Always fa'ils are مَرْفُوع. And the sign that it is مَرْفُوع is the presence of the waw. Sign it's marfu is the presence of the waw. Why? Because this is a jam, a plural. Mudhakkar salim, a sound masculine plural. And a sound masculine plural in the marfu form will have a waw. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. Then they say, wa Ibrahimu. Wa Ibrahimu. We say that Ibrahim here is marfu. Wa alamatu raf'ihi. It is a clear and apparent dhamma. Walhamdulillah. Wa akhuhu. Wa akhuhu. And his brother. And his brother. Ja' al-abna'u. Wal-banatu. Wal-walidani. Wal-aqrabuna. Wa Ibrahimu. Wa akhuhu. So Ibrahim and his. And his brother. And so his brother here. Wa akhuhu. The sign that it is marfu is the presence of the waw. Why? Because it is from the asma'ul khamsa. The word akhuhu is from the asma'ul khamsa, the five special nouns, akhun, famun, dhu, etc. And so in the marfu form, it takes a waw. Walhamdulillah. Next one. So those were all marfu, insha'Allah. And the different signs, secondary signs for the marfu. Originally is a dhamma, and then if it is dual, then the alif is the secondary sign. If it is jam mudhakkar salim, then the waw is the secondary sign. Let's move on. Mansub, jayid, ra'aytu al-abna'a, I saw the sons. Abna'a, this is maf'ul bihi, mansub, the object mansub, and the sign that it is mansub is a clear apparent fatha, walhamdulillah. Wal banati,
بناتي is the مفعول به منصوب وعلامة نصبه الكسرة. Why? Because it is جمع مؤنث سالم. Sound feminine, plural. And so in the منصوب form, it will take a كسرة. Next one.
رأيت الأبناء والبنات والوالدين والوالدين والوالدين.
والدين is dual. And so in its منصوب form, it will take a ya. It will take a ya.
والأقربين والأقربين.
أقربين. This is منصوب وعلامة نصبه also the يا. Why? Because it is جمع مذكر سالم.
وإبراهيم
وإبراهيم. إبراهيم منصوب, and the sign that it is منصوب is a clear apparent فتحة والحمد لله.
وأخاه
وأخاه. The sign that it is منصوب is the presence of the ألف. Why? Because it is from the أسماء الخمسة. So we've learnt in this here that the الأبناء, we can see clearly that it takes the primary sign, mashallah. And many of the others, they take secondary signs. They take secondary signs. But look at Ibrahim. Ibrahimu, it takes a primary sign. Ibrahima takes a primary sign. But in the next sentence, we will see Ibrahimi. That can't happen. So instead of Ibrahimi, it will be Ibrahima. But we still say that it is majroor. And the sign that it's majroor is that it is a fatha. Why? Because this is a mamnu'um min as-sarf type of word. Let's see.
Salamtu ala al-abna'i.
I gave salam to the sons. Clear sign that abna'i is majroor is that it has a kasra.
Wal-banati.
والبناتي, sign that it is مجرور is that it takes a كسرة.
والوالدين,
sign that it's مجرور is that it takes a يا. Why? Because it's مثنى, dual.
والأقربين,
same story, that this is a جمع مذكر سالم, and the sign that it is مجرور will be the presence of the يا.
وإبراهيم,
supposed to be إبراهيمي. But we say Ibrahima. Why? Because Ibrahim is a non-Arabic in origin name, and so it is mamnu'un min as-sarf, allergic to a kasra, and so it will take a fatha instead. And so we will say that it is mansub wa alamatu nasbihi the fatha, because it is mamnu'un min as-sarf. And then lastly there, wa akhihi, and his brother. And this is from the Asma'ul Khamsa, and the sign that it's majroor is the presence of the Ya. Walhamdulillah, walhamdulillah, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Moving on, bi-iznillahi, iznillahi ta'ala. So that diagram covers the original and the secondary signs. So this is just revision. Now we do revision of the علامات التقديرية, that the estimated or the latent signs. Let's see.
جاء صديقي والمحامي والمرتضى. جاء صديقي والمحامي والمرتضى.
So here we say that صديقي, this is فاعل مرفوع وعلامة رفعه ضم مقدرة. Why? Because صديقي, this word, it is مضاف to the يا متكلم. If it was just صديق, would be a different story. جاء صديق. But جاء صديقي, this is linked to a يا متكلم. And so the sign will be the ضمة مقدرة.
جاء المحامي.
المحامي also, because it's a منقوس type of word, so it takes the مرفوع form, and the مرفوع form here will be the ضمة مقدرة, the estimated ضمة. And then جاء المرتضى, same story. مرتضى, it is فاعل مرفوع وعلامة رفعه ضمة مقدرة. Next one.
رأيت صديقي.
رأيت صديقي, I saw my friend. صديقي is the object وعلامة نصبه فتحة مقدرة.
رأيت المحامية.
رأيت المحامية أو محامي, this is مفعول به منصوب وعلامة نصبه فتحة ظاهرة. Here it takes a فتحة clearly.
Then جاء رأيت المرتضى.
رأيت المرتضى, I saw مرتضى. مرتضى is the object منصوب وعلامة نصبه فتحة مقدرة, an estimated فتحة.
سلمت على صديقي,
I gave salam to my friend, and he is اسم مجرور وعلامة جره كسرة مقدرة, an estimated كسرة.
سلمت على المحامي,
I gave salam to the lawyer, and the sign that it is majroor is the kasra muqaddara. Why? Because it is a manqus type of word. And then salamtu ala al-murtada. I gave salams to murtada, and the sign that murtada is majroor is the kasra muqaddara. Walhamdulillah. So ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, if we look at the last section here, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, before our exercises, alamat al-asliya, the original signs, primary signs, wal-far'iyya, and secondary signs. والظاهرة, apparent. والمقدرة, estimated. Let's see. مرفوع. حضر الأبناء. So tell me, حضر الأبناء. أبناء, is this a asli sign? Is it a far'i sign? It's a ظاهر sign? Or it's a مقدر type of sign? حضر الأبناء. أبناء is an original, is an asli sign. And it's ظاهر, it is clear and apparent. حضر الأبناء. خلاص. والبنات. والبنات takes a dhamma there. It's original, no issue. والحمد لله. والوالدان. والوالدان. So is it taking an asli sign? No. Is it taking a far'i sign? Yes. What is the far'i sign? It's the alif. Why? Because this word is a dual word. Excellent. وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ أَقْرَبُونَ. Is that, is it marfu? Yes, it's marfu. Why? Because it's the fa'il, it's the dua. And what's the sign that it is marfu? Is it an original? Is it a secondary? Is it a latent, imagined? What type is it? أقربون, this here is marfu. وَعَلَامَةُ رَفْعِهِ is the presence of the waw. Why? Because this is a sound masculine plural. Sound masculine plural. وَإِبْرَاهِيمُ takes a dhamma, asli sign, original sign. وَأَخُوهُ this takes the secondary sign, which is the waw, presence of the waw. Why? Because it is from the asma'ul khamsa. وَصَدِيقِي صَدِيقِي this is not an asli sign, not a far'i sign, not a zahir apparent sign, but a muqaddara type of sign. It's a latent sign. Why? Because صَدِيقِي is مُضَاف إِلَى يَا مُتَكَلِّم it is مُضَاف to يَا متكلم. Excellent. والمحامي والمحامي this is also a مقدر type of sign, estimated sign. Why? Because محامي is a منقوس type of word. المصطفى this is a مقصور type of word, and so the sign is مقدرة. Excellent. Next one, منصوب. دعوت الأبناء I invited the sons. أبناء asli sign, original sign. والبناتي secondary sign. Why? Because it is جمع مؤنث سالم, sound feminine plural. جيد. And so it technically ends with a كسرة, but it is in the منصوب form, inshallah. والوالديني والديني this is the secondary sign, the presence of the يا. Why? Because dual. والأقربين secondary sign. Why? Because it is جمع مذكر سالم, sound masculine plural, and the presence of the يا indicates that it is منصوب. إبراهيم takes a clear apparent original فتحة. وأخاه and his brother, and his brother. Akhahu is mansub, wa alamatu nasbihi the presence of the alif. So this is the secondary sign because it's from the asma'ul khamsa. And then sadiqi, al-muhami, al-murtada, they are all mansub, and the sign that it is mansub for sadiqi is that it is a dhamma muqaddara. For muhami, it's a clear and apparent fatha, and murtada, it's a كسرة مقدرة. Last one, مجرور. اتصلت بالأبناء. I made a call to the sons. بالأبناء. I made a call to the sons. I connected with the sons. Clear and apparent كسرة. والبنات. Clear, apparent, original كسرة. والوالدين. The presence of the يا. This is a secondary sign because this is in the dual form. Excellent. والأقربين. The sign that it is مجرور is the presence of the ya, because this is jam mudhakkar salim. Wa ibrahima this is mamnu'un min as-sarf, supposed to be ibrahimi, but that's not possible, and so we say that ibrahima is taking the secondary sign because it is mamnu'un min as-sarf. Wa akhihi the presence of the ya indicates that it is majrur, And why? Because it's from the Asma'ul Khamsa. As for Sadiqi, Muhammi, Al-Mustafa, all three of them take the Muqaddar sign, the imagined sign, the latent sign. Why? Because we are unable to put those signs on them. Walhamdulillah, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, do not lose hope. Stay with us, stay with us. You can make it. You can make it. Bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Man ijtahada wajada. Whoever exerts themselves, then they will see the results. Bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Exercises, tamareen. Exercise number one. عَيِّنْ الْمُعْرَبْ وَالْمَبْنِي فِي مَا يَأْتِي. They want you to select those words which are mu'rab, that they can accept change. المدرس, المدرسة, المدرس, etc. دندندن. And words which are allergic to any sort of change. So they want you to distinguish between those two categories. Let's see. Number one. Kitabun. Is this mu'rab or is this mabni? This is mu'rab. Declension can occur. Declension can occur. We can get kitabun. We can get kitaban. We can also get kitabin, masha'Allah. So it is mu'rabun. And then number two. So it is mu'rab. And number two, the word hadha. Hadha, is this mu'rab or is this mabni? The word hadha, is it mu'rab or is it mabni? Mabni. We don't have a hadha and a hadhu and a hadhi, etc. No. Hadha, it is mabni. Not open to change. Hamidun. Mu'rab, open to change. Masajidu, mu'rab, open to change. Mu'rab, open to change. Huwa, mabni, not open to change. Ana, mabni, not open to change. Sayaratun, sayaratan, sayaratin, open to change. It is mu'rab. Alladhi, mabni, not open to change. Amsi, amsi, this is also mabni, it does not change. Al-jami'atu, al-jami'ata, al-jami'ati, mu'rab, open to change. Muslimani, muslimaini, muslimaini, this is mu'rab, open to change. Muslimatun, muslimatin, muslimatin, jayid, open to change, it is mu'rab, walhamdulillah. Hadhani, hadhani, with regards to hadhani, if we remember, this was one of those exceptions, Jayid. This was the exception when it came to asma'ul ishara. When it came to asma'ul ishara, and so hadhani, it is mu'rab. Al-ana, mabni. Al-latani, al-latani, this is mu'rab. Al-latani is mu'rab. Man, mabni. Allahu, mu'rab. Arba'ata ashara, this is a compound type of number. This is mabni. This is mabni. Arba'atun, arba'atan, arba'atin, this is mu'rab. And ameen is mabni. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. Number two. Ma alamat al-i'rab al-asliya fil-ism. What are the original primary signs? Simple. Number one, dhamma. Number two, fatha. And number three, kasra. So dhamma, this is the sign that it is marfu'. Wahuwa hiya alamatu raf'. Number two, the fatha, this is alamatu nasb, that it is mansub. And the kasra, alamatu al-jardi. Alamatu al-jardi, that the word is majroor, insha'Allah. Question number three. ما علامات الإعراب الفرعية? What are the secondary type of signs? Secondary type of signs with regards to words which are مُعْرَب. Then the answer here is that with regards to the first one, with regards to Asma'ul Khamsa. With regards to Asma'ul Khamsa, ما علامات الإعراب الفرعية? With regards to number one, Asma'ul Khamsa. So Asma'ul Khamsa, in the marfu' form, we have a waw. In the mansub form, we have an alif. And the majroor form, we have a ya. We have a ya. Asma'ul Khamsa, example. Akhuhu, akhahu, and akhihi. Jayid. The Asma'ul Khamsa, again, Akhahu, Akhuhu, and Akhihi. Jayyid, Mumtaz. So that's Asma'ul Khamsa, insha'Allah. Then they ask us, number two, with regards to Jam' Mudhakkar Salim, what are the secondary signs? Jam' Mudhakkar Salim, Alamatu Raf is the presence of the Waw, Muslimuna. Alamatu Nasb, presence of the Ya, Muslimina. Alamatu Al-Jar, also the presence of the Ya, Muslimina. Jamil. Muthanna, dual, the sign that it is marfu is the presence of the alif. Alamatul nasb, presence of the ya. Alamatul jar, presence of the ya. Walidani, walidaini, and walidaini. Walhamdulillah. So we've covered what's mabni and what is mu'rab. Jamil. Number two, primary signs, dhamma, fatha, kasra. Number three, the secondary signs. With regards to secondary signs, then they operate in five categories, and we covered three here quickly. Walhamdulillah, Jamil. Alamat al-i'rab al. What are they asking now? Ma alamat al-jar fi mamnu'un min al-sarf. The sign of jar in mamnu'un min al-sarf. So example, supposed to be Ibrahimi, but it will be Ibrahima. So the answer is that it will be a fatha. The sign that it is majroor will be a fatha. Example, ذَهَبْتُ إِلَى فَاطِمَةَ. We say Fatima, it is majroor, وَعَلَامَةُ جَرِّهِ fatha, because it is مَمْنُوءٌ مِّنَ الصَّرْفِ. Jameel. Number five, مَا عَلَامَةُ النَّصْبِ فِي جَمْعُ مُؤَنَّثْ السَّالِمْ. جَمْعُ مُؤَنَّثْ السَّالِمْ. Here it's the kasra. Jayid Jam Mu'annath Salim, it is the Kasra Samawati. Samawati. So, Khalaqallahu Samawati wal Arda. Khalaqallahu Samawati wal Arda. This is Maf'ul Bihi Mansub wa Alamatu Nasbihi. Wa Alamatu Nasbihi, the Kasra. Why? Because it is Jam Mu'annath Salim. Number six. Hat mithalan lil maqsur. They want an example of maqsur. Waj'alhu fi thalath jumal ala an yakun marfu'an fil awwal wal mansuban fil thaniya wa majruran fil thalitha. So they want you to give three sentences with a word which is maqsur, which is maqsur, a word which is maqsur, insha'Allah. Jayyid. Example, kharaja al fata sami'tu al fata dhahabtu ila al fata kharaja al fata. So fata is maqsur. Here it is the fa'il. Sami'tu al fata maf'ul bihi mansub, and dhahabtu ila al fata majrur. So here fata remain the same because it's a maqsur type of word. Excellent. Next one. هات مثالا للمنقوص الثابت الياء وادخله في ثلاث جمل على أن يكون مرفوعا في الأولى ومنصوبا في الثانية ومجرورا في الثالثة. Excellent. So number seven here, a word which is منقوص. جاء القاضي رأيت القاضية وقلت للقاضي. Again, جاء القاضي مرفوع. رأيت القاضي منسوب. وقلت, and I said to, للقاضي مجرور. So قاضي there was the منقوص type of word. ممتاز. هات مثالا للمنقوص. We did that number 7. Number 8, هات مثالا للمنقوص المحذوف الياء. So a منقوص where the ياء is missing. وادخله في ثلاث جمل على أن يكون مرفوعا في الأولى ومنصوبا في الثانية ومجرورا في الثالثة. جيد. Let's see. دخل قاض. دخل قاض. سألت قاضيا. سألت قاضيا. ذهبت إلى قاض. ذهبت إلى قاض. ذهبت إلى قاض. جميل. So all of them the ya's missing. Again. دخل قاض سألت قاضيا ذهبت إلى قاض. All three covered there. والحمد لله. So this was the منقوص with the missing ياء. Number 9. مثالا للمضاف إلى ياء المتكلم. إلى ياء متكلم. Example, هذا زميلي. This is my colleague. رأيت زميلي. I saw my colleague. سلمت على زميلي. I gave salam to my colleague. والحمد لله. Number 10. أعرب ما تحته خط. They want you to give the إعراب of that which is underlined, inshallah. يحب الله المتقين. يحب الله المتقين. يحب is our verb there, but they want the إعراب of Allah. Allah is the فاعل, the doer, مرفوع وعلامة رفعه ضمة ظاهرة, clear and apparent ضمة. متقين, this is the مفعول به, the object. Allah loves the متقين, so the متقين is the مفعول به منصوب وعلامة نصبه is the presence of the يا. Why? Because it is the masculine sound plural. والحمد لله. Number two. خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ. Excellent. سَمَاوَاتِ, this is the object, مَفْعُول بِهِ مَنْصُوبُ عَلَامَةُ نَصْبِهِ كَسْرَ. Why? Because جَمْ مُؤَنَّثْ سَالِمْ. أَرْضَ, simple, مَفْعُول بِهِ, object, منصوب with the fatha, which is clear and apparent. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. جَمِيل. Next one. إِفْتَحْ فَاكَ. إِفْتَحْ فَاكَ. Open your mouth. So, إِفْتَحْ فَاكَ. Fa'ka means your mouth. So the fa of the fa'ka, the fa is the maf'ul bihi mansub. Open your mouth. Mansub wa alamatu nasbihi alif, because it is from the asma'ul khamsa. Excellent. Aina sayaratu abika. Aina sayaratu abika. So the abi part. Abika. Aina sayaratu abika. So abika, we say abi is mudaf ilayhi sayaratu abi. Sayaratu abi. So abi is mudafun ilay majroor wa alamatu jarrihi the ya, because it is from the asma'ul khamsa. Abi, abun, famun, akhun, dhu. These are all from the asma'ul khamsa. So again, abi mudafun ilayhi majroor. Alamatu jarrihi is the presence of the ya, because it is from the asma'ul khamsa. Excellent. Number five. Hafiztu surataini. I memorized two surahs. Surataini maf'ul bihi mansub. It's the object. Wa alamatu nasbihi ya, because it is muthanna, dual, two surahs. Number six. A'rifu qadi Makkah. A'rifu qadi Makkah. I know the qadi of Mecca. So qadi is maf'ul bihi mansub, object, wa alamatu nasbihi fatha zahira, clear and apparent fatha, because it's a word which is manqus and it has a ya. What's this? And we keep the ya there because it is mudaf. We keep the ya there because it is mudaf. خرج الجرحى من المستشفى. خرج الجرحى من المستشفى. The injured left the hospital. So خرج, he exited. Who exited? The فاعل. جرحى فاعل مرفوع وعلامة رفعه ضم مقدرة. ضم مقدرة because it is اسم which is مقصور. جرحى is a word which is مقصور. Left from the hospital. مستشفى مجرور because of the من. Harf of jar, wa alamatu jarrihi kasra muqaddara, because it is a word which is maqsoor. Word which is maqsoor. Excellent. Next one. Akhada sadiqi kitabi min haqibati. MashaAllah. My friend took my book from my bag. Sadiq, we say this is fa'il. Akhada sadiqi fa'il. He is the one who took. Marfu wa alamatu raf'ihi dhamma muqaddara, because it is linked to mudaf to the ya mutakallim. Kitab maf'ul bihi mansub wa alamatu nasbihi fatha muqaddara, because it is also mudaf to the ya mutakallim. Kitabi. Haqibati majroor because of the min. Wa alamatu jarrihi kasra muqaddara, because it's also linked to a ya mutakallim. The first person, ya, kitabi, my book. اشتريت هذا بخمسة عشر ريالا. اشتريت هذا بخمسة عشر ريالا. اشتريت هذا بخمسة عشر ريالا. خمسة عشر, this is اشتريت هذا بي, because of the ba, so it's في محل جر. خمسة عشر في محل جر. مبني على فتح, it is مبني upon the فتحة. جيد, because it is an عدد مركب, because it's a compound number. جميل. أنا محامٍ. I'm a lawyer. So muhamin is our khabar. It is marfu wa alamatu raf'ihi dhamma muqaddara upon the ya which is missing. Dhamma muqaddara upon the ya which is missing, which is mahdhuf, which has been removed. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. No doubt that was a bit tough. A bit tough, inshaAllah. The next section is very easy and it's only but revision, inshaAllah. In fact, it's very nice, good, important revision. Let's see. Al marfu'at min al asma. Nouns which are marfu'ified. Nouns which will be marfu'. Let's see. Number one. The mubtada and the khabar. The subject and the predicate, the subject and the khabar, the info, Allahu is our mubtada, our subject. What are you telling me about Allah? Al-kbaru, akbaru, Allah is the greatest. Akbaru is our khabar, is our predicate. And so both of them will be marfu. The mubtadas are always marfu, the khabars are always marfu. Then ism kana will always be marfu. Example, kana al-babu. Maftuhan. Al-babu. Al-babu is our ism kana. Jayid, ism kana is babu. Kana al-babu. Kana al-babu. Why is babu marfu? Because it's the ism kana. Kana al-babu maftuhan. The door was open. Khabar inna. Khabar inna will always be marfu. Inna allaha ghafurun. So the word ghafurun is our khabar inna will always be marfu. Any sentence with the khabar inna is marfu. The fa'il, the doer, we know many a times we've learned, the fa'il is marfu. Khalaqana Allahu. Who created us? Allah. So Allah will be marfu. Allah created us, the dua. The na'ib fa'il. The na'ib fa'il. Khuliqa al-insanu min tinin. خلق الإنسان. So insan is what we say, the naib fa'il, standing in for the dua, standing in for the dua. Originally the sentence would have been خلق الله الإنسان من طين. خلق الله الإنسان من طين. But because we're not mentioning Allah, so we remove the fa'il, so then the insan will like act as the fa'il. خلق الإنسان min tinin. And we'll learn more about na'ib fa'il later, insha'Allah. Mansubat. So that covers the marfu forms, the dun dun duns. Now the dun dun dun. Mansubat min al asma. Jamil. Ism inna. Ism inna. After inna, we find inna allaha, inna allaha, inna allaha, allaha. This is mansub. Why? Because it's the ism inna. Inna allaha ghafurun. خبر كان, the خبر كان, كان الطعام لذيذا, كان الطعام لذيذا, لذيذا is our خبر كان, will always be منسوب. The مفعول به, simple, we know that object. فهمت الدرس, did you understand the lesson? درس مفعول به. The مفعول فيه, مفعول فيه, جيد, upon which the action was taken, upon which the action was taken, like maybe a ظرف. Jayid, Safara Abi Laylan. Safara Abi Laylan. My father traveled at night. Jalasa al Mudarrisu, the teacher sat. Indal Mudiri. Indal Mudiri. So here, the Laylan, this is what we call a maf'ul fihi. It's linked up to the object. Link up to the object. Maf'ul li ajlihi. Maf'ul li ajlihi. Ma kharajtu min al bayti khawfan min al harri. I didn't leave from the house because of being afraid of the heat. So khawfan is what we call maf'ul li ajlihi. Because of. So I didn't leave from the house because of cold. Because of fear of cold. Because of the fear of the heat. مفعول معه سافرت وبلالا. I traveled with Bilal. سافرت وبلالا. We call this بلالا here. مفعول معه. We will learn about these matters later. مفعول مطلق. يقرأ حامد. يقرأ حامد قراءة جيدا جيدة. Hamid is reading beautiful recitation. يقرأ حامد قراءة جيدة. We call this a maf'ul mutlaq. The hal, the state. Jaddi yusalli qa'idan. My grandfather prays sitting. Jaddi yusalli qa'idan. At-tamiz, to remove ambiguity. Ana akbaru minka sindan. Ana akbaru minka sinnan. I'm bigger than you in age. Sinnan, in age. So all mansub, these are all mansubats. Mustathna, the exemption, exclusion. Hadara tullabu kulluhum, all of the students attended. Illa hamidan, except hamid, except hamid. Munada, ya abdallahi, ya abdallahi. Excellent. Then the majrurat, that which is majrur, mudaf ilayhi. Al-Qur'anu kitabullahi. Al-Qur'anu kitabullahi. Al-Qur'anu kitabullahi. Al-Qur'anu kitabullahi. Allah is majrur because it is mudafun ilay. Excellent. Masbuk bi harf of jar. If there's a harf of jar before it, then it will be majrur. Al-tulabu fil fasli. Fil fasli. Al-Fasli is majroor because the harf of jarfi came before it. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. So we covered marfu'at, we covered mansubat, and we covered majroorat. Excellent. Then they talk about tawabi'. Tawabi' meaning that it doesn't have any independent i'rab, but it's linked to the i'rab of the noun before it. So there's a word before it which has a certain i'rab, and well, this word is a follow-on, insha'Allah. For example, like na'at, like tawkeed, like atf, like badal. Example, marfu. Na'at, example of na'at's adjectives. Ahadara at-tullabu al-jadidu, ahadara at-talibu al-jadidu, ahadara at-talibu al-jadidu. Did the new student attend? So al-jadidu doesn't really have any i'rab specific to itself. It follows the i'rab of what came before it. Why? Because it's an adjective, and the adjective follows whatever it is describing. Ahadara at-talibu al-jadidu. Jadidu is marfu because of the talib before it being marfu. Mansub. يطلب المدير الطالب الجديد. The principal is seeking the new student. Al-jadida, same story. Because al-taliba before it is mansub, it will be mansub. هذا دفتر الطالب الجديد. This is the notebook of the new student. Al-jadidi follows the i'rab of what came before it because it's a na'at. Tawkeed, to affirm something, to emphasize something. مرفوع. حضر الطلاب كلهم. حضر الطلاب كلهم. 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 جيد. قال لي هذا المدير نفسه. The principal. This principal told me himself. So these are to emphasize something. جيد. توكيد. كلهم نفسه مرفوع. سألت الطلاب. So they are following the i'rab of what came before it. سألت الطلاب كلهم. I asked the students, all of them. سألت المدير نفسه. سألت المدير نفسه. جيد. نفسه. نفسه. جيد. I asked the principal himself. سلمت على الطلاب كلهم. I made salam to the students, all of them. سلمت على المدير نفسه. I made salam to the principal himself. Right? So the i'rab of these words here, because they are for emphasis, they follow whatever they are emphasizing. Al-Atf, that which is like joined. خرج حامد وصديقه. Hamid exited and his friend. So, and his friend will follow the i'rab of Hamid. خرج حامد وصديقه. Next one. طلب المدير حامدا وصديقه. The principal requested Hamid and his friends. So Hamidan, so صديقه. أين كتب حامد؟ Where's Hamid's books? وصديقه, and his friends' books. جيد. And lastly, بدل. أنجح أخوك هاشم. Did your brother Hashim pass? نجح أخوك. أخوك. And then we got هاشم. So, Ahuka and Hashimun are both marfu. Anajaha hada talibu. Anajaha hada talibu. So, hada and at-talibu follow the same i'rab. A'rifu akhaka Hashiman. I know your brother Hashim. A'rifu hada taliba. Mansub. Aina ghurfatu akhika Hashimun. No. Aina ghurfatu akhika Hashimin. أين غرفة أخيك هاشم؟ أين غرفة أخيك هاشم؟ Where's your brother Hashim's room? أين غرفة هذا الطالب أين غرفة هذا الطالب Where is the room of this student والحمد لله والحمد لله والحمد لله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله We've covered words which are mu'rab, words which are mabni. Then within mu'rab, we spoke about the original, the secondary, and the latent imagined signs. Then we moved on to nouns when they are marfu, when they are mansub, and when they are majroor. And we also discussed those which don't really have declension i'rab in and of themselves, but they follow the i'rab of somebody else, of something else. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, before we end off this majlis, a prophetic maxim, a hadith of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He states, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي From the beauty of a person's Islam, تَرْكُهُ leaving off, he leaves off, مَا لَا يَعْنِي That which does not concern him, subhanallah. The wise, they used to say, مَنْ اشْتَغَلَ بِمَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ فَاتَهُ مَا يَعْنِيهِ The one who busies himself with that which does not concern him will leave out that which concerns him. He's busy with what doesn't concern him. What will happen? He will forget, leave out, won't have time to do what really concerns him. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَغْنِ بِمَا يَكْفِيهِ فَلَيْسَ فِي الدُّنْيَا شَيْءٌ يُغْنِيهِ And the person who is not satisfied with what satisfies him will not be satisfied with the entire dunya put together. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, that worrying about this one and that one and this person and that person and this chat group and this chat group and that group of people and that jama'ah and this party and this one. Ya subhanallah. Your whole day is consumed by all of these matters. What's going on in the life of this one and that one and trolling people on social media and stalking people on social media, etc. All of this here does not concern you, subhanallah. Be worried with what concerns you and leave off matters which do not concern you. Busy yourself with what concerns you and leave those matters which do not concern you. Allahu musta'an. And that is from the beauty of a person's Islam. From the beauty of your Islam that you do that, subhanallah. You will have more time, you will have more barakah, you will have less sin. And you will have less want of what is in the hands of others. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, a few words of vocab bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. The word jof. Jof is something which is hollow, inner cavity, etc. Ju' ana ja'i'un, I am hungry, jayid. Jawal, something which is mobile, to roam. Jawla, he's doing a jawla around town. Jaw means the weather. And jaybun means jayb. Usually people would use it like for the pocket. Your jayb, what's in your jayb, brother? Jayb means like a pocket. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to make our studies of the Arabic language easy for us. We ask Allah to grant us barakah in our understanding. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from sinning. We ask Allah subhanahu to grant us khair, protect us and grant us honor and protect our honor. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.